quiet. It can be used to describe an action, a setting, or a particular person.
And sometimes, the best leaders are the quiet ones. The ones that don't say a lot, but let their actions speak for themselves.
For Pleasantville's football team, they lean on the quiet leadership of lineman Trevor Daggett. With last year's leading tackler Matthew Kaufman graduating, the leadership role was vacant coming into this season. But from the very first game on, Daggett proved how much of a force he can be on the field. Coach Mac Jorce says that his best traits are his work ethic and his motor.
Just his work ethic, his resiliency, his ability to just get knocked down and get right back up, get kind of beat up and banged up and to not let that slow him down one bit, and just a real positive attitude that's very great to have on a football team.
Jorth also is in awe of his effort and positivity, which goes a long way toward leading by example.
Doesn't matter how bad he's getting beat up or how tired he is, he is going to give you everything he's got and keep coming back for more. Zero complaining, zero negativity, just a very positive guy that contributes to the team the best he can without any kind of negativity whatsoever. So he's just fantastic.
Daggett, a four-sport athlete, continues to play for the love of the game he had since he was a kid.
Since my childhood, it's been one of my better sports.
Even though Daggett's favorite sport is to play football, his biggest accomplishment came on the baseball diamond this past summer. Daggett hit 276 with 9 doubles and 19 RBIs in 36 games for the Trojans. Behind his leadership and hitting, he helped lead the Trojans on a deep playoff run all the way to the sub-state final against Centerville.
Probably our baseball playoff run last. It was a good run, and it was a lot of fun.
Daggett threw 7 games with Pleasantville in 2021, has 30 tackles, 19 solo tackles, 1 sack, 1 fumble recovery, 1 interception, and a team-leading 6 tackles for loss. However, his best highlight of the season came in Week 3 against Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont.
Jaeger goes over his head. Jaeger tries to pick it up, and he just throws an interception. Touchdown, Pleasantville, on the first play of the game. First play of the game, Pleasantville scores.
Yeah, nice.
Unbelievable.
The pick 6 by Daggett is his only interception and touchdown in his career. Daggett briefly broke down what happened on that certain play.
It was a high snap, and the quarterback was running back into the end zone to grab it, and some of our players were kind of in his face, and he just threw it right to me.
Jorth highlighted that Daggett's biggest strength on the field is his ability to jump off the line of scrimmage and get into the backfield with ease.
I think he just has a tremendous get-off. He's very quick off the football. Physical, strong, and tough, and so when you're really fast, and it makes it hard for opposing offensive linemen to block him. And I think just on the defensive line, he wreaks a lot of havoc that way, just with his motor, his explosiveness, and his just moves, quickness, and the ability to avoid guys and get off their block. So he does a really nice job disrupting offenses.
Daggett's and Jorth's Trojans face a potential win and in scenario tonight as they go toe-to-toe with Carnell of Eldon. Jorth and Daggett both say the team needs to come out with a sense of urgency and enthusiasm to help catapult Pleasantville into the playoffs.
To have a game like that, your last game of the year is all you can hope for. And for us to go through some real ups and downs this year and to still have a real meaningful game the last 8th week of the season is tremendous. I think it's a testament to our coaches and our players, how they've just really been able to stick together and stick with it. And I'm very excited for this game. Cardinal is a really, really good football team, but it's a team we can beat if we play up to our ability. So I'm very excited to see what happens Friday night.
We just need to go out there and have a good week of practice like we did last week and just be focused and mentally prepared, and I think we'll have a good week.
Regardless of how Pleasantville's season ends, one consistent force for the Trojans will be the quiet leadership of senior lineman Trevor Daggett. For KNIA, KRLS Sports, and Football Friday Night, I'm Alex Cook.
Jaeger goes over his head. Jaeger tries to pick it up, and he just throws an interception. Touchdown, Pleasantville, on the first play of the game. First play of the game, Pleasantville scores.
Yeah, nice.
Unbelievable.